62 Country WTMT Louisville.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mind.
Cardboard signs and yard sale. What's left of you and me? All around I hear the sound of money. Go to my name. Please, Lord, have mercy on the working man.
62 WTMT, a little Travis Tritt there for you, and Lord have mercy on the working man. Before that, we heard from Sammy Kershaw and Joe Diffie opening up the hour. It's 11 minutes now past 7 o'clock here at WTMT. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not on.
You're not?
We got major malfunction.
There you go.
I'm on now.
You're on now. See, it don't all get right. used all weekend, so it just kind of gets lonely. And
I see. Mm. How in the hell are you this fine Monday morning,
Doing fine. I heard that on the phone a while ago.
Is that right?
Morning. How in the hell are you?
All right.
Floyd Knobs checking in. We got 70 degrees this morning.
Good old Floyd Knobs.
Yes.
I went up on a wine tasting mission one time, one Saturday years ago.
Yes.
This was like in July. I was stopping buying Christmas trees. I thought it was Christmas. Some of that good wine.
The good Hoosier
yes.
wine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good morning, WTMT.
Who's that so early this morning?
Yeah, hold on. It's David again.
I don't want to cry this early this morning.
Apparently he's desperately trying to get in touch with you this
morning. Well, let's play a record and see what's on his mind.
Okay, 12 minutes after 7, we have cloudy skies, 75 degrees here in the Flatlands. A little Ronnie Millsap for you.
Diesel power, 18 wheels to rolling as I pull it on to the interstate. Let it play, let it play.
Ronnie Millsap on WTMT.
All right. Let's go over my predictions from Friday. You wrote them down.
I wrote them down, but I forgot to bring them back.
Okay, I can tell you who they were. Notre Dame, minus 13.
Right.
They won by 21.
Okay.
It was Auburn and LSU. I should take LSU plus 3.
Right.
They got beat by
2.
28-30. Mm-hmm. And my loser, U of L, plus 6.
Yes.
But then I said, made the statement, take it all and parlay it Sunday on Philadelphia. So don't care what the spread is, bet Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
They won 30-0 yesterday over Denver. First time Denver's failed to score in 4 years.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Okay, yeah, you didn't do bad. If it wasn't for the Cardinals, you'd have had a 4-for-4 weekend.
I did bet the Bengals, too.
Oh, you did?
I got beat with 15 seconds to go.
Oh, man. Yeah, NFL Week 3 coming to a close. Green Bay a winner yesterday as they down the Bengals 24-23.
Mm-hmm.
Man. See, a 35-yard touchdown with 13 seconds left in the plug-ugly contest.
Uh-huh.
Other games yesterday, Philadelphia, of course, blanking Denver 30-zip. Went overtime between Houston and Kansas City. The Oilers come up on the top end, though, 23-20. New Orleans on a winning streak. They down the Falcons yesterday, 10-7. San Francisco upends the New York Jets, 31-14. Seattle over New England, 10-6. Minnesota passed Tampa Bay, 26-20. Cleveland downs the Raiders, 28-16. It was Washington over Detroit, 13-10. Miami defeats the L.A. Rams, 26-10, while Dallas is a winner over Phoenix, 31-20. Pittsburgh passed San Diego, 23-6, and Buffalo shuffles Indianapolis's card yesterday, 38-0.
Shuffle off to Buffalo.
Of course, tonight, Monday Night Football, Chicago visiting the New York Giants at 9.
Yep. Three teams have covered the spread three straight weeks. Buffalo, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yep. Now, Detroit covered against Chicago in the opening game. Chicago won it, but Detroit covered the spread. Detroit's lost two games, but they covered the line.
Huh.
Yesterday, they were 9-point underdogs against Washington.
And it was only three.
Right.
Okay.
But what about Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Loser by six.
Yeah. They've won two of the games, and they got 7 points yesterday.
Yeah. Well, not bad.
Could have thunk it.
What do you think about tonight, Chicago and the Giants?
I predict the Giants will win, but it could be close. I don't know.
So he's still torn on the subject.
I probably won't wager it, to be honest with you. Okay. I don't care for either team.
For what?
Either team.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Oh, well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT Radio. Ricky Rudd victorious yesterday in the Peak Antifreeze 500 from Dover Downs. His first victory of the year and first one in 47 races, I think Eli said. Mm. It's been 47 since he's had a victory. So Ricky Rudd got it yesterday. Not a pretty race, but he came out on top. Bill Elliott was second. Kyle Petty third with Davey Allison and Morgan Shepherd rounding out the top five. Of course, NASCAR action coming your way this upcoming Sunday, the 27th. The Goodies 500 at Martinsville Speedway starts at 12:15 p.m. right here on Kentucky NS Race Channel 62 WTMT. I guess he didn't like our company. He left. All right. Our weather for today becoming mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thundershowers for the afternoon. High around 80 degrees. Tonight, periods of showers and thundershowers continuing. Low of 66. And then for tomorrow, 50-50 chance of rain with mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler conditions in the afternoon. A high of only 77. Right now, cloudy and 75 downtown here at 62 WTMT.
Call 966-5511. It's a better way of life, and it's free.
Attention car shoppers, don't lose out. In today's complex market, there's only one way to be a smart car buyer. You must know what your present car is worth. Knowing the true value of your present car will prevent you from losing money when you trade. Because the more you get for your old car, the less you'll pay for your new car, and the less your monthly payments will be. That's why no matter where you plan to buy, it's important to call the instant appraisal line first. Call now, 966-5511. That's 966-5511. Professional appraisers are standing by. They'll tell you exactly what your present car is worth right over the phone and guarantee it. Take the first step toward being a smart car buyer. Call 966-5511. That's 966-5511. Call now. It's absolutely free. The Instant Appraisal Line is an exclusive service of Commonwealth Dodge. It's one reason why Commonwealth Dodge is number one in customer satisfaction. Located on Old Shepherdsville Road across from GE Appliance Park. Call now. 966-5511.
She was incredible. She was a crash course in blue. She stopped the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made me cry. Well, that's country. I was raised a country child.
Today's hot country from the only AM country station in town. 62 WTMT.
And she never calls. She don't ask my friends about me. Gives no clues at all. get. Parked out in the cane. Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same.
Eddie Raven on 62 WTMT in the Tale of the Bayou Boys. It's 28 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning.
On a Monday, the 21st day of September.
I was kind of glad to see Monday get here, man.
Really?
It's been a busy weekend. Had a great time Saturday at the picnic. We had the one of the booths there, shop for the sheriff, shop for the cop.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't make it out for that. I was very, very sorry.
Well, we missed you.
Yeah.
Well, we missed you.
So it was an afternoon that came from hell. And the evening weren't much better.
Yeah.
200 lab bomber race. I didn't think that thing was ever going to go. But anyhow, you all were out there with shop with the cop, shop with the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting and greeting a lot of good folks.
Made lots of money for the kids.
All right. That was the game plan, I do believe.
Got to say a special good morning to my friends Connie and Bill, who and also my friends Duke and Beach, his lovely wife, who stayed on the concrete with me for 9.5-10 hours.
Mm.
And you just don't find people like that everywhere.
Yeah.
They'll stay right with you.
At least you had some cool weather for the day.
Yes, it was a nice day. I had to send out for a jacket in the evening.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah. That
cool. Was it cool out the track?
Yeah, it was. It was fairly cool out there that night.
I sent out for a jacket. Thought maybe it was my body breaking down. I asked somebody, said, is it cool or is it my body? No, it's getting cool. I said, good.
Always nice to know. Excuse me. Sorry.
It's all right.
Some of that coffee attacking me this morning.
Good coffee this morning.
Yeah, I saw that sitting in the store. I said, well, we ain't had that in a while. Surprised the spark.
That's good.
Hopefully he'll be in the mood.
I smelled it when I... Smells great.
Yeah, it does smell real good.
Yeah.
I maybe could have put just a little bit more in there, but...
That's pretty good, okay. Yes.
All right, a little Swiss chocolate almond this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had the little individual size pouch there.
Is that right?
Yeah, good enough for one pot, and we made that this morning.
Where did you find all these?
I found it across the river.
And, through the woods.
One of the places that I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So is the racetrack over now?
Got one more night. We got rained out this past Friday.
Oh, okay.
So that will carry over to this Friday.
All right.
And we'll have the Liberty National Bank Figure 8 Classic. And that will culminate the season. This Wednesday night, however, we're going to go racing down the river. I got the Belle of Louisville chartered for the night.
Yes.
And
your master of ceremonies.
No.
EJ's running the music.
EJ's running the music. He's going to have Chris there with him.
He called me last night.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he have to say?
He said, you work 6 to 9, don't you? I said, no. How does I know?
Yeah.
I said, Lean Dean did not mention 6 to 9, so I'll be there at 7. Oh, well, good. I want to go play golf.
Oh, good. I want to go play golf?
That's what he said. I want to go play golf. Is it time for the Tim Perkins Award?
Ladies and gentlemen, Program Director of the Year, E.J. Clark.
The Tim Perkins Award.
Awarded to those people who are deemed to be worthless in their field.
You're kind of hard on him this morning.
Yeah. I'm going to go play golf. Freddy, the first one, the first is getting down. Alright, that's enough.
Yeah, he called me just as I sit down to dinner.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's enough to make you lose your appetite.
During 60 Minutes, that's one of my Sunday routines.
Oh,
have
yes.
Dinner and watch the minutes. And, you know, I sometimes tune in the 8 o'clock football game sometime. Mm-hmm. I usually catch in Living Color and Married with Children. And,
good programs. Wholesome family.
Yeah. So. I brought you up to date.
All right. Yeah, I was here yesterday from about noon to five. Running the NASCAR race.
Why didn't you call me? I'm just laying at home.
Oh, well.
Remember, take no action yourself, and if you're a Bell South Mobility customer, when you call Crime Stoppers, it's toll-free. That number again is Kentuckiana Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE.
62 Country WTMT, Louisville.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Down home. Way down home. Down.
Wish I had a car.
WTMT, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Lean Dean here with you. Mark Anderson will be in as soon as he gets to making the coffee. I forgot to do it. Smack my face, man.
Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said, I feel lucky today.
Woo! 62 WTMT, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and I feel lucky.
I felt lucky once.
Yeah, once.
A lot of years ago.
A while back.
A lot of years ago, my
10 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT. Actually, I feel rather tacky this morning.
What's the problem, man?
I don't know. I'm just kind of sticky and gooey. Ugh.
Huh.
I have no idea.
Huh.
Well, how in the hell are you, Red Face?
I am fine. Got a lot of sun yesterday?
Yes, you did, man.
We're out at the Special Deputies Golf Tournament.
To say either that, or I was going to petition to have you declared part of Arapaho or something like that.
Oh, goodness.
But the Special Deputies Tournament yesterday,
yes.
How did that turn out, sir?
It was all right.
All right.
Had a good time.
Good deal. I heard you even might have smacked a couple of balls off the tee.
Getting to where I can hit them now.
All right. Did you get some distance, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those lessons that you took helped...
Well, I'm not really had any serious lessons.
Well, no, because you were pretty well inebriated at the time.
Yeah. But my buddy Joe Gaddy's been helping me a little bit.
Hmm. Well, Joe should be good at golf as much time as he spends on the links. I was going to say, God, couldn't you find anybody better to help you? But I guess when it does come to golf, Joe's probably up there.
I'm going to go up and get Paul Shewcart to give me some lessons up here, of course.
Oh, yeah. Paul's a good guy. He knows what he's doing as far as that.
They say you can hit it a mile.
I can't say for sure. I've never seen it with my own eyes. But the stories that I've heard.
And Paul's dad listens to us every morning.
Oh, does he?
Yes. I keep one. I forgot his name. God forgive me.
Mr. Shewcart.
Mr. Shewcart. That'll suffice.
That'll work.
Good morning, Mr. Shewcart. Have a nice day.
If you see your son, tell him that we said, hey.
If you see Paul, tell him I need a discount on them lessons. Oh.
Serious discount.
Joe started telling me how much money he had tied up in his clubs, and I said, what?
Yeah. Oh, he can get outrageous.
I went to find me an old set, like a beginner's set.
You want one?
Huh?
I'll let you borrow mine.
Oh, really?
Or maybe even sell it to you. Trust me, it's a beginner set, all right.
Yeah, I can't be going and buying all these pings and stuff like that, Jesus.
Pings? What's a ping?
That's a golf club.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah.
They say they're special made for you and all that. But they say you can get into buku bucks.
Oh, man. You'd be surprised how much it can run you. But now, if you play golf as much as, say, a Joe Gatti, then, yeah, you got to have these special-made golf clubs.
I don't know.
But, you know, if you're...
It's a lot of money.
If you're someone like me who only goes out there maybe once, twice, maybe four times a year, then...
Why is that all you play?
That's all I care to play.
You just don't enjoy it that much?
I do, and then I don't. I don't know. Because I go out there, and I do good, and then I start messing up towards the end. You know, I guess
I can see where it'd be very frustrating.
I get frustrated, exactly.
Yeah, I can see where I'd have a club or two in the river.
I don't get that bad, fortunately. When it gets to the point where I let something bother me that much, then it's just time to quit.
Hmm.
You know, if I'm going to start breaking stuff or swinging things, then it's time for me to say, wait a minute, maybe you ought to not be doing this anymore.
Yeah. I do like getting out, you know, away from everything.
Mm-hmm. That's the nice part right there.
Yeah.
Getting out there and in the great open spaces.
Of course, I get back to my car and the phone says, calls in absence.
Yeah.
21
calls.
21 calls in absence.
Man.
I didn't even call in and check.
So it just registers the number of calls that you've had? Or?
Right, it'll register the calls you've had, and then you call in and get your messages.
Oh, really? Because every time I've ever called your phone, all I get is Reed Yaden going, the customer you have reached is not in service at this time. Try again later. And that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've never had an opportunity to leave a message.
Hmm. Maybe I didn't have it working. I don't know.
Well, it's usually always been early in the day before you've turned it on.
That could be it.
Okay.
That's probably
you
got
to turn a special button to get it to do the message
right thing?
Okay. All right, yeah. Because that's all I get is Captain Reed. He's asleep on the couch, honey.
Asleep on the couch.
Oh, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock here at WTMT with cloudy skies and 69 degrees this morning. Going to be downright chilly tonight.
48.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Major sweater weather. Turn that air conditioner off.
Yeah.
And get out another blanket or so. Well, last night, the Giants did it. They went into Soldier Field.
Spanked them.
Spanked the Bears.
I did say, though, if I was going to play, I'd take the points.
Yeah. What was the points for them?
Five. The Giants got five.
I don't even know what the final tally was.
27-14.
27-14. Not bad. Not bad. From, let's see, I tuned in about the last 5 minutes of the second quarter. And I watched Sims drive it down and then for the touchdown. The last one, then the Bears played, and I was watching something else while they were playing. Then the Giants got it back, and Sims tried it again, but didn't get it down there. And Matt Barr's field goal fell a little short for the closing moments of the game.
I was glad to see them win.
Yeah, oh, definitely. They needed a win because they haven't been doing too well. In fact, last night they said, well, here are the Giants going for their lead for the first time ever this season.
Uh-huh.
It's like, man, we're in week three, and these guys have never even led.
But keep in mind, their first two games, San Francisco and Dallas.
Yeah.
So they started out pretty rough.
Two very formidable opponents to begin with right out of the chute. Yeah, you know, and the Bears are no sloppy seconds either. But it looks like the Giants finally got their act together to pull off a victory.
Yep. It's no disgrace to lose against the 49ers, especially if they come to your ballpark. They're the best road team in football. They beat more spreads on the road than they do at home.
I'll be darned.
That's a fact.
I wonder why that is.
I don't
know. They do better because, you know.
Just, who knows? But they've been that way for years. They're a better ball club on the road than they are at home.
Yeah.
So you would say home field advantage for Frisco?
Nah. Those boys are into road trips. Okay. Well, we have 69 degrees downtown. We'll discuss more later this morning. 17 minutes after 7 is our time right now here on WTMT. And a little Willie Nelson for you this morning.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain.
to be. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away.
62 WTMT, Susie Boggess and Aces for you on WTMT. 23 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, the 22nd day of September.
This coffee's not as good as yesterday.
Well, yesterday was the special one.
Yeah, we big-time coffee yesterday.
Yeah.
Rich people's coffee.
Rich people's coffee.
Yeah.
Rich people drinking the cheap stuff then. It was 99 cents.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, it was a little trial sample pack. I didn't see how much the big bag was. But if you like that, I might drop back by and pick up
That's
a few.
That's good for a change.
Yeah.
Real good for a change.
I figured every once in a while, you know, if you had it every day, then you'd be going, oh, God, this stuff again. You know, that's why I like to throw it in there every once in a while to help keep my sparky happy.
All right. All right.
We got a special guest coming down Friday morning.
Butch Cupman.
That's right. Gentleman of the Monarch fame. Pardon my ignorance here, but what was his particular role in the group?
Lead singer, brother.
Lead singer, all right.
Yes. He'll bring all the old tunes down. You'll hear a lot of Monarchs Friday morning.
Good deal. So I need to get the old Victrola fired up.
Get the Victrola ready.
I don't know if we can find Monarchs on compact disc or not.
Probably not.
Oh.
Of course, who knows?
You never know. That's right.
So he's got a bunch of tapes we'll be playing.
Oh, okay. Well, we can definitely fire up the tape machine.
Yeah. Should be a good morning.
Yeah, he'll be here about 7:30 Friday morning. So we certainly hope that you'll tune us in for that particular portion of the program as we're joined by Butch Kaufman of the Monarchs, also of Western Kentucky basketball fame. One of the only times, if not the only time.
Hang on, son. Hang on.
That they
Final
have
four.
Been to the Final Four.
Yes.
Right there, that's why.
Camel Lights?
Yeah. Went to the hard stuff over the weekend. Because they didn't have my cheap stuff. Oh, we have...
we got to quit. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, you're right there. I'll agree with you 110%. If the great Grant can do it, there's no reason why we can't.
He's hanging in there. He got drunk once and smoked himself to death.
Oh, he did.
But he took his patch off. But that's all.
Yeah, no,
it's
but
been
still,
like a month.
You got to be careful though, because you can't just go take it off and
right.
and do it because you got all that stuff in your system.
See, that's what I tell him. If I quit, I've got to quit drinking that cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if it's the same with you, but every time I drink a beer, it's just somehow the cigarettes
First
just taste.
I don't drink beer that often.
Yeah. Well, anything. Let's say if you had a mixed drink, do you want to smoke more when you drink?
Yes, I usually find that I do smoke more when I drink.
There's a lot of people, I guess, do and a lot don't, right. but I'm one that does.
Right.
You know, after three or four Bud Lights, you just constantly lighting them up, or I am. After 10 or 12, I've got two in each hand.
Two, yeah. One in the ashtray and one in the hand and contemplating a third one. Yeah, so that's something we got.
I think it all goes together, the conversation, the habit.
Right.
Because I notice when I stay home and observe football, I don't smoke as much.
Really?
Yeah.
Miss Rose is down to like maybe one or two cigarettes a day.
Wow.
That's all she smokes.
If I could smoke one or two a day, I'd smoke forever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I am too, because she was having some problems anyway. Kind of made her feel funny whenever she smoked a cigarette, mm-hmm. so that's kind of why she tapered off too.
Well, that's terrific. I'm glad to hear that.
So.
There is good news.
Somewhere.
First morning. Good news I've heard in here in a month.
Oh, well, see, we might see another shower this morning before daybreak gets here, but this afternoon you can look for mostly cloudy and breezy conditions. A high of 76 degrees is what we're looking for today. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low of 48. That's right, 48. Going to be in the sub-50s overnight with mostly sunny and cool conditions tomorrow and a high of 67. And it looks like this fall-like trend will continue right on through the weekend, Thursday through Saturday, dry and unseasonable. reasonably cool. Cloudy skies, 69 degrees right now. And, of course, I think today is the first day of the autumnal equinox.
You got it. That means fall.
The first day of fall.
Uh-huh.
You've got the vernal equinox, which is the first day of spring. The autumnal equinox, which is the first day of fall.
Yeah.
And then you've got your winter and summer solstices.
Oh.
That's the official way of calling.
Change of clocks next month, too, don't
we? Let's see. It'd be the end of October.
Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah, because it used to be the last week in April and the first week in October, and then they switched it. So that's the first week in April and the last week of October now.
Uh-huh.
So, yep, we got that around the corner to look forward to.
So it won't be daylight till like 9 o'clock?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Basically. Sun will rise around 9 and set around 5:30.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. As the days get shorter and shorter.
Yep.
Yep. 7:28 is our time here at 62 WTMT. Good morning.
Catch the bell of the weekend. Let the good times float.
All aboard. Friday night, September 25th, the Belle of Louisville is casting off the wharf for a real country music hoedown. Enjoy the Belle of Louisville's annual fall country music cruise, a real trend on the Ohio and Kentucky's fall atmosphere. Dance to the sounds of the featured band Wild Horses. Board the Belle between 7:30 and 8 p.m. Cruise from 8 till 11 p.m. for only $12 per person. Call the Belle of Louisville today for tickets at 625-BELLE. That's 625-2355. Advance tickets only. So call now and make sure you have an evening of country music entertainment on Louisville's historic steamboat, the Belle of Louisville, Friday night, September the 25th.
Town is Louisville. The country is Preston Highway. Smart Ford customers know that that spells Town and Country Ford. 6015 Preston Highway. For over 20 years, Town and Country Ford has served Louisville and Jefferson County with the best selection of new and used automobiles. 20 years of success, 20 years of satisfaction. And today, Vice President and General Manager Billy Hayes continues the tradition of excellence. Whether it's a new Ford car or truck, or a late model low mileage used car, Town and Country Ford can accommodate you. Their excellent sales staff is experienced and courteous, and they understand the customer's needs. How do you get to be number one? Not by accident. Town and Country Ford has earned the right to be called Louisville's number one Ford dealer. So when it comes time for that next automobile, shop Town and Country Ford, and you'll see why. For over 20 years, Town and Country Ford has been this area's number one Ford dealer.
We shall be free. I don't need your rocking chair. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun.
Today's hot country from the only AM country station in town, 62 WTMT.